chazisi, I see, anil chazisa lu, demidaisa, he saw these earthly kelim, from the outside they were sweating. Like when you put the chametz inside the pot, inside the plate, on the outside of the plate he saw sweat. V'chivon demidaisa, since he sees sweat on the outside of the kli, so vaday boli, that's the proof that the tam of the spaghetti of the chametz went inside the kli and went through and through. And therefore the asiri, therefore he says it's also to use these kli cheres on Pesach. And my time, what's the reason? The Torah says Eidah. The Torah proves it to us that a kli cheres, an earthly kli that was put into the oven, that was heated, first made in the oven, that once the tam of Issa comes inside the kli, we cannot get extracted, and therefore the kli remains also. So Rashi says, what does it mean? First of all, the Midaisa Rashi says mizian, that we see it sweat. The bifnim mibachutz. Why is it sweating on the outside of the kli? It must be because the tam of this chametz that comes inside the kli goes straight through the kli on the outside. So since these kelim have an absorbance that the tam goes through it, therefore the kli remains also on Pesach. And Atari, the Rosh Hashanah, it says by kli midyon, yishover. It says over there, by a metal kli, you could kasher it through fire. We always say, kubaleya kach poltoi. The same way the tam went into the kli, whether it was through a kli rishon or a kli sheni, that's the way you can make a hechsher, take the tam out. But that's only by metal or by wood. But by kli cheres, the Torah says, you shove it. The Torah says, there's no etza, you have to break it. There's no way to be metayer of a kli cheres. The tam stays there. So you ask the question, why does it say a lashon of ein loy and the yotzer definitely yoylam tema? Let's put it back in the same oven where the kli was made. Like we had it more before. The paradam chatis, agabi kli cheres, shel migdash umishanet l'kli sheinois nekishonos b'shlayim. The Gemara answers the question in Zvachim there, and the Gemara answers, of course, you can't make a fire, a furnace in Yerushalayim, but outside Yerushalayim it's okay. See, by kli midyan in the midbar, what does the Torah say? You have to break it. You can't use it. Put it back into the oven like we had before. You put it to kishonos. He'll become mutter. So his answer is, that's not considered, you take the tam out of the kli. The other rabbah, kliyacha chashrina, ufnim chadoshes bolakan. It's considered like a new kli. If you put this first kli cheres into the oven again to bake it over again, it's considered like you're making a new kli. Not the pshat you have the old kli here and you just extract the tam. If you make hagola, you put into a hot, boiling hot water, that extracts the tam. It's called the old kli is here, you're making it kosher. That you cannot do by kli cheres. But putting it back into the oven is considered like you're making over the kli into a new kli. So that's not called, there's a taira to the first kli. It's called the first kli is not here. So if you ever want to use the first kli, the Torah says no, there's no way to use the first kli, you have to break it.
Why
in Osim? So, we have a question now. The question is, Maishno miyayin nesach. So, why? How come by Hilchas yayin nesach we just had Dorash luhidashin, Dorash the Murema, Murema dashin, Kula mani de kun yeshari. Murema just dashin, and Hilchas yayin nesach. That if a Jew has a wine bottle, and the guy touched the wine, and it's yayin nesach, Siri said it's kosher. All you have to do is just wash them out. Even an earthly kli. All these type of earthly kalim, whether it's white, black, or green, he said, just wash them out with cold water, and it's okay. And here, by Hilchas Pesach Hidashin, that it's also, that since the kli cheres is boleya, the tam comes inside the kli, it does not go out. So he said, maybe you'll answer me, chometz diraisa. Hilchas chometz, that midiraisa, you now read chometz on Pesach. So there were more machmir. But yayin nesach rabbanan, maybe here we're only talking about stam yenim. We're not talking about the wine that they actually poured in front of the avodah zarah. We're only talking about wine that the goyim touched, or stam yenim that they own. That's only yosem midirabon. It's only yigzera otu the wine that they actually poured in front of the avodah zarah. So maybe since stam yayin nesach is only midirabonan, the rabbanim will make all. The Gemara says, no, that's not a good answer. Because usually we say, v'kol de tokun rabbanon, ki ein diraisa tokun. Wherever the rabbanim makes takonis, so it's always like a diraisa. So true, yayin nesach stam yenem of goyim is muta midiraisa. But Rabbanan said, no, you cannot drink this wine. we have to be afraid, maybe you come to drink wine that they really poured in front of the Avodah Zarah. So since the Rabbanah made this Yayin Asa, usually they give it the same Isurim as the Yiraisa. So just like in the Yiraisa, they tell them by Hilchos Chametz, that when Tam comes into the Klicheris, it does not go out, we cannot get it out. It remains also. So why by Yayin Asa, the Apostle Mutter? The answer is, what? Right. So the Gemara finally asks, what's the answer? The answer is, the Gemara says, the answer has to be, Zeh tashmishoy b'chamin, that chametz, spaghetti, you cook up, it's in a hot pot. So the heat, that's what brings the tam of the chametz into the kli cheres. And once it comes in, sure, then you can't get it out. But Zeh over here, by Yayin Nesach, Zeh tashmishoy b'tzoynin. Our whole Gemara is talking about stam wine, it's only served cold and you store it cold. Therefore, it never went into the kli that much. Therefore, by Yayin Nesach, we're much more makel to say that it's enough just to wash it out. And that's the klal, that if the kli is not made lekiyum, it's not made to store anything in it, then it's enough just to wash it out. If it has tar inside of the sefes, then it's a question. Then Rashi Shita is the chumrah, that it is baleya, that even if it is baleya, the heter then is to wash it out and let it stand in water for 3 days. Like every 24 hours, fill out the water and replace new water and then do it 3 times, and that's the way you kasha kelim from Yayin Nesach. Or else any kli that stayed for 12 months also automatically is mutter. That's a special heter by Yayin Nesach since it's only tzen and it's only cold. Now, Rabbi Akiva, it's a question which of Akiva this was, but what? Yes, so he says not Rabbi Akiva, Maruk, it has to be because this question asked Akiva didn't answer. But the story was of Kivik, Loyla, Ginzik, went to the city, Ginzik. And Boimene, the people there asked him 3 questions. They asked him, first of all, Misanis Lishois. Oy ein Misanin Lishois. Could somebody fast half a day or not? Rash learned the case is that a person missed breakfast. Not Lishay Matinus. And it came lunchtime, he figured, listen, I fast already half a day, let me finish off the day with Teres Matinus. I'll get Scharvas fasting. So his first Mekabel to fast the rest of the day. The morning's fasting just happened to be he missed breakfast. He wasn't mekabel the tainus. So is this called the tainus or not? Could you have such a tainus that you're only mainly making the Kabbalah for the second half of the day? And whatever be your day, Rav Kiva couldn't answer, wasn't sure. Second question, Kan Kanim Shalad Yechavim, these barrels, earthly Kli Cheres, barrels of Cheres from Goyim, Asurim Ar Mutarim, now when the Jews have to have them, can he store his wine inside it or not? Is it kosher or not? Again, Lehavah B'yod, he wasn't sure. Third question. Bameh Shimesh Moshe Kol Shiva Simahem Luyim. We know the first 7 days by the Meluyim, Moshe was acting like the Kohen. He was doing the Avodah. It was only afterwards that Aaron took over. Now Rashi learns, Moshe Rashid Le Nishtamesh Big Dekuna. Moshe himself would not put on Big Dekuna. Why? The Chsiv, it says, for your sister, big day kodesh, liyara nochicha. Only to a real kohen can he wear the begodim. Vu hayazar etzlan. Moshe was not a kohen at that time. He was called a zar. And therefore, how could he do the avodah altogether? It had to be the alpiyah dibur shimush. It was alpiyah dibur, a special rosh shah, that Moshe was able to do the avodah then. And loyhuska begodim does not say clearly he had a mitzvah to wear begodim. That's the question. If so, what type of begodim did Moshe wear when he was doing the avodah the first 7 days? And again, lehoye biyodim, lehoye biyodim, he didn't have the answer. So he wasn't sure. That's what he says. Not Mustafa, it was Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Mustafa could have answered these questions. So that one was also Shobe Medrash. Good. They went into the base of Medrash and they asked the question there. So Amri there, they said over like this. Hilchos Halacha is yes, Misanin Lishois, that you're allowed to make such a Kabbalah on half of the day to finish off the day with the tainus. This is Rashi Shita. I'm not sure Laloka how it is, but this is Rashi Shita that the first half of the day you fasted, but not Peteris and Eder on tainus. Stam, you missed breakfast. Now by lunch you wake up and now you want to be Mekabal. So Morris says, yes, you could be Mekabal now to finish off the day with the tainus. And the Mishlin, if you do finish, Mispalo tainus. You have to say Aneinu, whether it's by Mincha, whenever you're still fasting, you should say Aneinu. It's called, you're in the middle of a Tainus. Now, kanim shlofi kechovim, that these barrels of goyim, so mustama, these barrels were asui lekiyum, that they used to store their wine there more than 3 days, and therefore he entered them liyacha yudbeis chodesh matarim. It does not help just to wash them out, because it is asui lekiyum. Therefore the eitzur is to wait for yudbeis chodesh, wait for 12 months. Who adin, it would also be good probably if they would soak it in water for the 3 days. If you let it soak for 24 hours, then empty out the water, store again 2-3 times, that would also be kosher.
Do we say that by garnish dishes, somebody buys dishes that they were used and they will not use the year?
See, it's a question. There is a sheet that says yes, it applies to all over. Poshe, it's not a simple heter, because Poshe, the more just before said, there's only a special heter by Yai Nesach, which is only used by cold, whereas a regular plate that sometimes you have to be afraid, maybe they used it with heat. Well, it's not 100%, because usually plates, by the time you put the food there, it's only cliche, and it's not really belay, it's not that hot, but sometimes maybe they put a hot piece of chicken on it. It's maybe clear, call it like a clear rishon. See, after this, Charlotte, there are certain times that make it with this, that if it's 12 months old, it's shasat chak, sometimes they'll tell you to make it also then, to soak in the water for 3 days. It is a ksas heta, though. It's not a simple heta, because mainly it's talking about cold. By hot, it's not so simple. But usually they're mitzarefu with another one or two aterim, they use this also. Now if the dishes are 12 months old, then it's okay. Well, there'll be the same problem, it's hot. There's the same problem. It was made with hot. Dishwasher's up the question. Depends how it's made, how it's used. It's questionable. If the water is not heated up inside it, they only use the water from the tap water, that water, that's more simple. Then you just have to let it run through, it could be alright. If it heats it up itself, it has its own heating system, then it's like a cleavage, then it's a problem. Then you have to use the shayla.
Plastic is impression.
Right, that's a problem. Well, plastic alone would be so bad. Some people say plastic is a kosher plastic. It's the sides of it.
Why can't you?
And the third question he answered, Bameh Shimish Moshe Shivish Mehem Luyim. What type of clothing did Moshe Rabbeinu use during these first 7 days? The Cholok Lovin, he wore white clothing. It was not big dekuna. He still wore nice white clothing. Rav Kana, Master of the Kana, also added to this. The Cholok Lovin, true, was a white cloth. But Shemba Imrit had no hem to it. Had no pockets like. So he says, Womshat, a Kamoya. Right. Womshat, a Vikul Hoya, but Imrit, a Fisha, Biza, Shebezehoya, Nikka, Yaisa, Chodesh, Taitan, Lepshamadan. Some want to say, it shouldn't be nikkur as if he's stealing. So he doesn't like that pshat. Right. He said, one pshat of summer looks nicer, looks newer that way, if it was without a hem. Now back to our Mishnah. Hachatzanim v'hazakim shtot k'chotim. If you have the pits and the shells, after the goyim used it to make their wine, the leftover pits and shells, our Mishnah says it's also banor still. And then it says it depends whether it's dried or wet. Tana Rabbanim. Hachatzanim v'hazakim shtot k'chotim. Lachin asum, if they're still wet, then they're also, they still have a time of yai nesach. First, they made wine from these grapes. So it had a shame yai nesach on it. So kol zaman, they're still wet, it has the yisah. Yevashim, but once they dry out completely, then mutarim. Now, hai ninu lachim, hai ninu yevashim, what's called dried out, and what's called still wet? Amarav yud, amar shmuel, lachim means kol yud beis chodesh. The first 12 months, even though it looks dry to us, there's still some time of yain inside them. And if a Jew would use them to put inside his yain nesech, it would give off time, would make it also. But yevashim means liyachi yud beis chodesh. After 12 months, then it's okay. Then we say all the time is dried out completely, there's no more time yain nesech, now you could use these, eat them, or even put them into wine. Itma roma rabba barbachonim am yechonim. Tishein asurin, when these pits and shells are also during the first 12 months, asur mafilu bihano. It's considered like it has a din of yai nesach on it, even though it's stam yenam, still it's also bihano, it's also to sell it. Tishein mutorim, but after 12 months, then yishno mutorim mafilu bachilo. You're allowed even to eat these pits and shells, because there's no more time, there's no more yai nesach at all. Omer Rav Zvid, hai du doi de chamra. Rashi, that's the shemorim, that's the sediment, the bottom of the wine, the yamoi, that comes out from yai nesach, it's the same halacha. Bosa trace the yachi shosa shari. If you take these sediments and let them stay for 12 months, after 12 months they dry up so much, that there's no more tam of yain at all here, therefore it becomes mutter. Omar Rav Chaviva braid the rava hani gulfi, also these barrels that the goyim saw the wine in it, bosa trace the yachish, also share the same thing for yain nesa, that's the locha. Since it's only used by cold, therefore after 12 months, it's mutter, there's no more tam. And there's all one reason. The reason is that after 12 months, it's dried up so much that there's no more tam there at all. Omar Rav Chaviva, hani afto detaya. Also, after Rashi says, chamat meor, a flask made from skin, a very thick one. Also,